Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Day of May 2015, worldwide transmission. Well, top government insider in the U.S. says we'll be lucky if we don't have World War III by this summer, and prays that it won't be nuclear. Here's a report on Monsanto, and we'll be back.
Hey, this is Anthony Gucciardi. This is an impromptu little session. We're going to go ahead and ask people, I'm at March Against Monsanto 2015, who aren't part of the event, what they know about GMOs and what they think about it. Let's do it. Hey, guys. Are you guys here with the March Against Monsanto event?
Actually, no. We just kind of appeared here.
Do you know what it is?
No, we don't.
Do you know what Monsanto is?
Nope, not at all.
Have you heard about Monsanto?
No.
GMOs?
No.
You have any interest in it?
No.
No? And it's crazy that, you know, all these people are over there protesting it, and the average American doesn't really know what Monsanto is.
Yeah.
With March Against Monsanto?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
No? That's March Against Monsanto right there.
That's what I thought when someone asked. It had something to do with glyphosate and GMOs and Monsanto.
We're just going around seeing if people who aren't a part of the march actually know what it is. Do you know what Monsanto is?
Nope.
No. No idea?
Nope.
No.
Do you know what GMOs are?
Yes. I've heard this phrase.
Yeah. You do, though.
Yeah. No.
We found one out of, like, 10, 15 people that know what Monsanto is. It's a good number. We're going to keep doing this. Do you know what Monsanto is?
No.
No?
No.
You know what GMOs are?
No.
What? Had you heard of it, Monsanto, before I told everyone what it was?
I didn't hear you tell them, but, yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay. Do you know what it is?
I believe it's a company.
I think they make carpet.
Genetically altered food, right?
Carpet company.
Is that what? Monsanto makes carpet?
Sure.
Genetically altered food.
Correct, sir.
Okay.
Correct. They make GMO.
For a long time, they were doing it with cattle in Wisconsin for, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Where are you guys from?
Oh, well, I'm from Russia.
In Russia?
Yeah.
Do you know what GMOs are?
Yes, of course. I'm against it. I'm so against it.
You think most people in Russia are against GMOs?
Yes, actually. We're trying to fight it.
Yeah, you know, whenever I go on Russian television, RT, they always say, like, this is
RT.
Cool. They always say, this is not a real issue here because we unanimously are totally against GMOs. Is that pretty much the case?
Yep, absolutely.
Is it weird to you that Americans have to go and do this to try and get GMOs out of the food supply?
A little bit, because if it's supposed to be, like, the first country and, like, you know, you guys have to be for the healthy, but it seems like not. A lot of GMO here.
What if I were to go in Russia and say, like, hey, you know, we want to get GMOs out of the food supply, what do you think about that? Would they be all for that?
Oh, say it one more time, sorry.
Most people in Russia would just think it's a non-issue, right? Like, they would already know that GMOs are bad.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk to some Americans to get their take on it.
All right.
Okay, so you actually know what Monsanto is?
Yeah, I know a little bit about it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Okay. So, and you actually know, like, do you know what GMOs are?
No, not really, but I know about the whole cow thing and, like, with the milk.
RBGH, yeah.
Yeah, and then from my English class.
Okay, cool. So, I've just spoke to someone with Russia, and they basically said, everyone knows GMOs are bad, you know, it's totally accepted fact over there. Isn't it weird that most people don't even know what this is, and here there are hundreds of people protesting it, and millions around the world right now?
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting, because it's like... Because it affects us very much.
Who's your friend? Do you know about Monsanto?
I don't know about Monsanto.
No? Do you know what GMOs are?
Yes, I do.
Oh, so you do. Okay.
Yeah.
So some people seem to have heard of GMOs, but they don't know about Monsanto.
Is
this your family?
Yeah, it's my family.
Do they know what Monsanto is?
They don't speak English.
They don't speak English? Where are they from? But, I mean, what language do they speak?
A Vietnamese.
Can you ask them if in Vietnam people know what GMOs are? Of course they do, because of Agent Orange, right? Let's actually talk about that. So you know what Agent Orange is, right?
Orange?
Agent Orange. How do I explain this? During the Vietnam War, the United States used Agent Orange. They claimed it was an herbicide, but it was a chemical that killed millions of people and led to millions of birth defects in Vietnam.
Okay.
Are you familiar? 2,4-D?
Oh, like the pesticide?
Yeah.
Maybe họ đó nó thả mấy cái bom ngoài cái cho mấy người người ta bị bệnh đó. Biết hả?
They do know what that is.
Yeah, she said it's in the north, not the south.
And it was very devastating.
It was, yeah.
You know who made that?
Who?
Monsanto.
I see.
Tell them that's who they're protesting right there. They're protesting the company that was responsible for Agent Orange, which led to millions of birth defects in the country that she's from. Tell her about that.
Nó đang gì cái này gọi là gì?
Diễn tiếp.
Biểu tình mấy cái
All right, folks, the full report is on Infowars.com. Excellent job, Gucciardi and Josh Owens. We'll be back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now to a Texas-sized conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15.
There are all kinds of conspiracy theories floating around about an upcoming Pentagon training exercise called Operation Jade Helm 15.
The U.S. military is secretly plotting an invasion of the Lone Star State.
Talk show host Alex Jones, among the many, stirring up concerns on conservative websites and social media that Jade Helm is a Trojan horse for a federal invasion. A dress rehearsal for martial law.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones, who, as David said, has been one of the leading proponents of this theory, had agreed to join us this morning, but he did not show up at our studio.
This is an early trace I got to pull. No, none of my listeners buy it. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to come on right now.
The Jade Helm 15 conspiracy theorists are inspired by Alex Jones, the nutjob radio guy.
The site InfoWars has led the internet buzz, insisting it's all a plan for the Army to wage war on Americans, publishing a military PowerPoint slide showing Texas as red enemy territory.
In Texas, the prospect of armed federal troops has sparked an avalanche of speculation, including fears of a government conspiracy to launch a hostile takeover of the state.
You know who's calling it a Texas takeover?
Lone Star Lunatics.
They're there for corporate executives to load their teleprompter like a Pez dispenser And then they just sit there and spout BS at people.
Mama, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas.
From Willie Nelson on down, it's practically the slogan of the state.
Don't mess with Texas.
And that may explain the reaction to Jade Helm 15.
Some folks in that state have seemingly been shaking in their rawhide boots ever since word got out about an upcoming military training exercise in Texas called Jade Helm 15.
But come on, crazy people attend local town hall meeting isn't a Texas-specific story. I think the Constitution says you can't hold a town hall meeting without crazy people. I think it's in there.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
There's even a Texas Ranger on the case. Walker, Texas Ranger, that is, also known as Chuck Norris. In a new column for the conservative website WorldNet Daily, Norris writes, quote, if you haven't heard about Operation Jade Helm 15, you need to.
A foreign invasion, martial law. Mayor of Big Spring, Larry McClellan, has heard it all. He's gotten thousands of emails about Jade Helm conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories have now been floating around for weeks about a military operation in West Texas.
Training with locals in plain clothes, quote, doing suspicious activities, is to train the police to work with the military in covert operations and to condition the military to accept it and to condition the public to accept it. And then when we cover it and talk about it, they practice the PSYOP in real time, putting out disinformation.
Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory. Texas-sized conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theorist.
The government conspiracy.
Jade Helm conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory.
Yes, conspiracy theory.
The thing that kills me about conspiracy theorists is they believe that they reflect like a higher intelligence or a higher skepticism or a sense of awareness, when in fact every conspiracy theorist you know is gullible.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses. Please, folks, call Fox News, tweet them, tell them I'm ready. Right now.
And I think that's a healthy thing to question your government. I don't think it's particularly healthy to question the military.
Alex Jones, a man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
And they're always talking about false flag operations, and they're so insulting and cruel, like Alex Jones.
Free speech is a great thing, but then there's this shouting fire in a crowded theater idea, which they're not allowed to do.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption, changing the destiny of this planet, the human course of our species. That's what we're all about here at the InfoWar, and history has shown us many things. But chief amongst it is that individuals have an incredible power to change the destiny of our humankind. For good and for bad. And that for too long, the corrupt have been in control, openly maneuvering us towards what can only be called high-tech slavery. Our story is linked on DrudgeReport.com. Congress and the federal government are openly beginning to sniff around with the new Supreme Court ruling and are talking about taking over the public and private pension funds to, quote, protect them and then, of course, tax them and loot them, because our country is managed by the very same globalists that have done this in countless other countries over and over again. So we know the MO of the globalists because we've seen them carry it out. In fact, Sunday, I read this again on air, but will you guys print me Barry Goldwater from No Apologies, Warning of the Trilateral Commission, Global Government Plan, and then also print me Cicero on the Traitor? Thank you. Because those quotes from the 60s and those quotes from 2000, 60-something years ago together really illustrates everything. I have been saying that there is a clear move. You'd have to be blind to miss it, to start conflict with China and Russia. That does not mean that China and Russia are good. It's part of a larger planetary destabilization program by the globalists who sit outside of the three power blocks, the Anglo-American West, the Russian system, and then, of course, the Asian system dominated by the Chinese. And out of the planetary destabilization, they believe, in Henry Kissinger's own words, out of these global crises and new crises, it will emerge, the planetary government. I mean, I can play the clips if you'd like. And I've read the books he wrote. I've read the books Brzezinski wrote. I mean, it's from their fat mouths. That's why Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater sounded like Alex Jones in the 60s. When Ronald Reagan ran for governor of California, he sounded like Alex Jones. When Barry Goldwater ran for president, he sounded like Alex Jones. Well, actually, Alex Jones sounds like them because they were simply there facing the facts. But under political pressure and being shot, people like Ronald Reagan quit trying to abolish the Federal Reserve or the IRS, didn't they? So we're dealing with the very same globalist group that has occupied our country, and now they know there's an awakening happening, so they want to take the glove, the velvet glove, off of the iron fist, and they want to bring the hammer down domestically to set the precedent they can arrest and incarcerate and disappear anybody they want. And we're here forcing a discussion, forcing it out in the sunlight, to have a debate about it, to kick the tires, to look at the speedometer, to look at the painted coat, to look at the paint, to look at the brakes, to look at the upholstery, and to say, you know what? We don't want to buy this car. We don't want to go down this road. And they're saying, no, 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 no. On amnesty, you can't see the legislation. Just trust us. We're going to pass it. Or you can't see the power grab by the FCC of the internet and of non-broadcast media. Just trust us. And you can't see the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's secret. But just trust us and don't be an extremist. And you can't see details of $5 billion a year spent by the Energy Department in weather modification in the United States alone. We're like, we'd like to know exactly what you're doing. Shut up, crazy man. It doesn't exist. Really? Here's the documents. Well, never mind that. Hey, we don't want you arming Al-Qaeda to take over the Middle East. Okay, we'll just change the name. You lift the curtain up on these guys, and let me tell you, they're doing some bad stuff. And the curtain is being lifted. And so they're basically engaged in a rear guard action right now, trying to do several things. Shut down our economy, get us on welfare, get us on food assistance, get us on corporate welfare, get us on the system. Corporate jobs that are government funded, government jobs that are government funded, food stamps, criminal justice system, psychological system. Get you in the system. Get you in the artificial economy that they control. That's feudalism. That's human management 101. Carried out in every culture since agrarian societies formed 7,000 years ago. But in the process of trying to bring in this planetary government based on destabilization, the elite endanger themselves. And you see elites, whether it was Julius Caesar going a bridge too far, Adolf Hitler going too far, the communists going too far, every other group gets... Take the example of, what was it, Chile attacking the British in the Falklands, going too far, thinking they could win. So it goes both ways. In this destabilization, the elites end up destroying themselves. Coming up, economists, government preparing to seize 401k pensions. Supreme Court ruling sets the stage for economic totalitarianism. We'll cover that first when we come back. Then, senior NATO official will probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Infowars.com. Another headline, 2015 predictions, World War III can be inevitable as Russia leads world into new kind of conflict. Another headline, Russian air defense units redeployed amid snap combat readiness drills. Another report, terrorist nuke attack may be carried out inside the United States in the next 12 months. That's just some of what's coming up today. Rand Paul says Obama's disingenuous, says he can stop NSA spying anytime he wants. And the floods in Texas, mass shootings in Baltimore as the police stand down. Stay with us.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The entire world is descending into economic, social, military conflict. And you notice, ahead of all this happening, central governments, especially here in the West, began to prepare for this in the last 15 years very intensely. The Army reports, the British Ministry of Defense reports, talked about a road warrior scenario in most areas of the world, out of which a global centralized government will rise as the answer to the chaos, which they themselves have instituted by creating artificial scarcity. And then mainstream media sits there and tells the public there's no such thing as corruption. There's no such thing as centralized power being a danger. There's never been a slouch in history, a gravitational pull towards tyranny. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Don't get prepared. Don't get prepared. With countless TV shows stereotyping preppers so that they could grab the audience while demonizing it. While the establishment itself digs in. And here are the headlines. Economists, government preparing to seize 401k pensions. Supreme Court ruling set stage for economic totalitarianism, close quote. Economist Martin Armstrong, very respected, warns that the Supreme Court ruling last week that set the stage for the federal government to begin seizing private pension funds. According to Armstrong, the outcome of Tibble versus Edison, which found that employees have a duty to protect their 401k plans from mutual funds that perform poorly, will grease the skids for the feds to seize private funds and prosecute companies who manage mutual funds, quote, badly. That's right. Just like Obama's federalizing police in the name of fixing them, which only makes it worse. And then Al Sharpton admits that's the plan. Between the court ruling and the Obama administration's push for stronger fiduciary rules, the developments send a strong message to governments can much easier seize the pension fund management industry, of course, to protect the consumer, close quote, writes Armstrong. Well, they've been making those changes for years. And again, this is what the very same globalists that run our country have done everywhere else. So it'd be like if you were cows and going down a processing line at a slaughterhouse, and if you were smart and you weren't a cow, you would see the cow ahead of you get with a big gas bolt coming down, air-powered bolt, slamming down in the head and knocking your brains out, and then big old chains dragging up around your legs and hauling you up to get your guts cut out. So we watch them do this in Brazil and Nigeria and Greece and everywhere else, and we're kind of coming up the line here, watching the country be butchered. And I'm saying we don't want to keep going down that line. Four or five more cows go through. We're up next. And cows do get upset. I mean, they bray and they moo and they kick and they hurt each other. And one of them breaks their legs. They'll just got chains that lower down and wrap around them and grab them and drag it on up. That's a humane way with a big gas-powered hammer. Hammers, Thor's hammer. A lot of times they just put them in a big neck squeeze and a giant guillotine comes from the bottom and just goes up to the throat. And I've just watched the New World Order do this all over the world, feeding and preying on populations and shutting off their food and then sending in the UN with some grain for photo ops when it's the UN itself that cuts off the food and then takes the property. And then all the young curls, all the young wannabe supermodels, they go out to the mall and raise money for UNICEF. The children that survive are taken to slave brothels. But again, those girls don't want to know how to really help children. It's just better to feel good and wear a World Wildlife Fund shirt or who actually run the controlled hunts and been caught doing it. It's all about just feeling like you did good. Here's another report where they're already doing it. AP reports, Greece mulls levy on undeclared deposits to raise cash. Greece is considering a clawback or a bail-in, a 15% levy on undeclared foreign deposits and double the rate on undeclared deposits in domestic banks as the epicenter for tax dodgers to legal assets. Of course. And then first they announced that in some of the other countries they've done it in, like Cyprus. And then soon it's just the whole country, you get to have 40% taken out. Oh, and then another 20. And then, oh, this is the global standard, and it's coming here. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We've got Joe Biggs back in Cleveland with the verdict on the police officer, and there have been demonstrations. There have been hundreds of arrests, 71 night, something like 100 and something another night, and more numbers are beginning to come out on that front. What I really want to talk to Joe Biggs about, who's in the middle of a demonstration right now here in just a moment, is where he was just a few weeks ago. Baltimore's bloodshed continues. 29 shot, 9 dead over holiday weekend, and not by the police. Most of it black-on-black violence. Same thing in south side of Chicago. 12 dead, 43 wounded in shootings across Chicago over holiday weekend. And it just goes on from there. Meanwhile, not only do we see the very same globalist banksters running around preparing to claw back and, quote, loot and have bail-ins and basically rob private after-tax bank accounts, you name it, in places like Greece and moving towards our pension funds, and Obama wanting to tax in his State of the Union education funds, and talking about tax increases via executive action outside of law, we have this headline out of the London Telegraph. Now, it's alarmist when we say this a year ago or 6 months ago, but it's not when mainstream media does. U.S.-China war inevitable unless Washington drops demands over South China Sea, warning from state-run China newspaper as Beijing reveals plans for the development of disputed South China Sea islands, which is right out in the middle of the ocean, folks, and is a huge power grab as they prepare to take over all that trade coming through from Japan and South Korea. It is very provocative. And our government has helped build them up and helped give them everything. And George Soros says it's going to cause World War III if we don't let them have what they want because he's so heavily sold out to the communist Chinese. Senior NATO official will probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Is that the bad feeling I have? Russia's air defense units deployed amid snap combat readiness drills. Another report, terrorist nuke attack may be carried out inside the United States in the next 12 months. We're going to break that down. And there are real preparations on a planetary scale. Global currencies are on the verge of imploding. Unrest is increasing all over the world as inflation begins to hit on top of depressionary activities in the real economy. But still, there's such exponential increase in the volume of money that you have this perfect storm of artificiality that isn't supposed to be able to exist under really any economic model. Not Keynesian, not Austrian school, none of the, quote, free market so-called systems where you can have stagflation, which they said was impossible until the 70s. Now we're moving towards hyperstagflation, a word I invented a decade ago, to describe you have stagnation in the economy with inflation on top of it. And that's exactly what we're starting to see raise its head. So you have wars erupting when governments are too greedy, consolidating power, the special interests are detached from reality, filthy rich, and you've got an elite in Russia that won't back down, an elite in China won't back down, an elite over here won't back down, all moving quickly towards conflict. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. Now, Joe Biggs joins us from Cleveland, Ohio, where we have a whole bunch of churches together. I believe the number is 40. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. Marching, saying they don't like living in a police state. Undoubtedly, they do live in a police state to a certain extent. But it's also part of the breakdown of society, again, which is the plan. But we have the police standing down in Chicago, which is Democratic run, and in Baltimore, Maryland, which is Democratic run. I mean, you're in the black-run Democrat cities, especially in Baltimore, and still the white person is blamed as a total red herring. But there are legitimate issues, obviously, to demonstrate against. So we're going to get Joe Biggs' take on this. He's been there for 2 days during the demonstrations and the arrest. Joe Biggs joining us.
Yeah, Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. I'm marching down Lakeside Avenue in downtown Cleveland. And as you can see, there's 40 different church congregations behind me right now. A lot of people saying that they're here walking hand in hand. They went to the Justice Center first asking for justice. And now they've gone to town hall, and we're just going to continue going through all of Cleveland. People are coming out from all the businesses looking, trying to see what's going on. You know, yesterday nothing really went on Memorial Day. A lot of people were kind of scared to come out. They didn't know what was going to happen. There's a large rib cook-off event that happens in Cleveland every year, and it's sold out every year. This is the first year it has not been, and no one really came because of the fears of riots possibly happening. So now people out here are trying to calm down the crowds and the citizens of Cleveland, let them know that Cleveland's bigger than Baltimore and bigger than Ferguson.
Continue, Joe.
Well, I was hearing you talk about the killings in Baltimore. I mean, that's something that you kind of expect happening after all these riots. It's sad that that's happening there, and then where else? It was Baltimore and
Chicago, everywhere.
Chicago, yeah, Chicago. I mean, killings everywhere. The floods in Texas. I mean, this has been a horrible weekend. Sorry, I'm trying not to hit some people that were walking behind me.
Describe for radio listeners what TV viewers are saying, Joe.
Right now, there's probably, I'd say, 2,000 people from different church congregations, different religions, Christian, Jewish, everyone out here in the front. All the church leaders are in the front right now, holding hands and leading everyone in song. And as you can see, there's just people coming out from all the different businesses, taking pictures, trying to see what's going on. I think it would be good for Cleveland to see this right here, because you can't walk down the road and not hear someone talk about the Brillo verdict or what's going to happen. Is this going to be the next Ferguson? Will this be the next Baltimore?
What do you think of that verdict with the cop jumping on the hood of the car and unloading into the two guys, killing them?
I almost like choked on my food when I heard them read the verdict. The judge can justify a police officer jumping on the hood of his car and then shooting, then jumping from his car onto the hood of the suspects and then firing 15 rounds in. I mean, that's out of this world to know that that a judge found that justified. And the story that they're using is the fact that Officer Brillo was scared that if he was out of his car, that the two suspects would have driven their car into him and pinned him against the vehicle. So that's why he jumped on the hood of his car and then over onto the suspect's car. And even in the middle of shooting into the windshield, he had to reload. So, I mean, that's a sadistic thing to do.
Sure. Well, Anthony Gucciardi was out covering the Monsanto rally. And he talked to the state police there, and then he also talked to an awesome police officer when he was covering the march down the road. And the police officer said, I like Alex's show, but I get asked by the people in the department, is the Alex Jones radio show, is InfoWars pro-cop or anti-cop? And so I'm going to break that down here briefly, Joe, for the listeners and the viewers out there. We're pro-justice. We take things case-by-case example. We don't just mindlessly hate the police and want a civil war and always just blame the police. At the same time, we have a centralization of power. We have the police more and more being above the law, especially in some of these corrupt jurisdictions. That's creating anger. That's creating a sense of injustice. And then you've got George Soros and the Justice Department trying to make that the scapegoat for the overall corruption to create destabilization, to bring in basically a permanent civil emergency in this country, a form of martial law. So that's where we stand on the police. But we just don't inherently hate the police. We want to reform the police and the entire government and reform our own communities and our own selves. We are a fallen, corrupt, decadent, slob-like nation compared to what we were. We need to admit that like an alcoholic before we can turn this around. What's your take, Joe Biggs?
Exactly, and I get asked that same question almost every time I go on one of these trips. You know, a lot of people were like, why do you guys hate police officers or things like that? I was like, I don't hate them at all. What I do is I back up whoever's in the right. If the protesters are in the right, I'll point that out. If the police are in the wrong, I'll point that out. If the police are in the right, I will point that out. When we were in Ferguson in August, we had the police were completely out of control, shooting at reporters, shooting at people for no reason, putting lasers like the sniper rifles on people's heads.
On you?
On me, on Jakari, on protesters, on old people, children. It was out of control. And I was completely against the actions by the police officers. But then we went back in November, and the protesters were out of control. But the police officers kept their cool. It seemed like they learned a little bit more from that. And these people were out there shooting at the fire department, shooting at the firefighters who were simply trying to, you know, put out these fires to save the businesses for the people. So, like you said, we're on the side of whoever's doing the right thing. And that's what we're trying to support. That's what we're trying to show the world.
And as society degenerates, Joe, It's going to be Coke versus Pepsi, Ford versus Chevy, Cowboys versus the Steelers. Just mindless, boil it down to which side you're on. That's what the globalists want. We need to be together for sovereignty against the globalist takeover. Did you hear all this news that they're moving around the world to just take part of people's bank accounts to give to private banks, and that they're preparing to move towards going after pension funds while openly admitting nuclear war could break out, and that we're accelerated towards armed conflict with China and Russia? And then George Soros, who's behind a lot of it, has the nerve to get up on TV and say we're all in danger of World War III?
Yeah, and he's the one that's funding it. It's his money, it's his dollars that are starting all these uprisings. I mean, that bad feeling you've been saying that you've had, you know, you've had for the past week or so, you know, I hope to God that that's not what it is, because that's one thing we do not need right now is an all-out nuclear war.
Well, everybody I've been talking to basically, you know, has the same feeling of real concern. I think it's just everything we're seeing happening. We know things are getting worse. We know things are degenerating. We know there are people that are going to try to capitalize on making things even worse than posing as saviors. And it's just that sixth sense saying, gear up, get ready, watch your six. Joe, it looks like you've now arrived at the final destination. Looks like a pretty big crowd there. Pan the camera around there, please, and then tell us on for radio listeners what you're seeing.
All right, so you've got a few thousand, about 1,500 people or so. We're right outside of the Cleveland City Hall, and it's on Lakeside Drive. So everyone out here is basically voicing their opinions about how Cleveland needs to be calm. They need to let the system work. But then you have a lot of people in the crowd saying, hey, the system isn't working. There's no justice in America. So, you know, a lot of people are voicing their opinions on what's going on. Meanwhile, being peaceful, the police have a much, they don't have a defensive posture today. You know, they're further back. They're spaced out. They're giving people the right to protest peacefully. So, I mean, that's good. That's a step up. Unlike what we saw in Baltimore, where they're driving around in Humvees and helicopters, four or five helicopters in the sky. You know, Cleveland's definitely being a good representation of how you should deal with something like this.
Well, if you have police that become above the law when they do bad things, it will end up bringing down the entire legitimate state system. And then we'll give rise to the federalization of the system itself, controlled by globalists. And that's exactly what Soros and Holder and Al Sharpton are pushing. And they've told us that's what they're doing. Here's Al Sharpton 2 weeks ago.
We've been fighting them all over the country, which is why we're going to do this march from here to Washington. We need the Justice Department to step in and take over policing in this country. In the 20th century, they had to fight states' rights and to get the right to vote. We had to fight states' rights in terms of closing down police cases. Police must be held accountable. I don't think all police are bad. I don't even think most are bad. But those that are need to be held accountable.
Okay, so because there's some bad people, then everyone has to lose their rights. Why do we even have states, Al Sharpton? I mean, if it's a black-run city like Baltimore, Chicago, partially black-run, you know, areas like Cleveland, a major, you know, African-American representation, how on earth do you then, in Democrat black cities, blame whitey? Okay? I mean, it's a problem system-wide. Out-of-control militarized cops shoot white people, Hispanics, all the time. The numbers show that. Sheriff Clark's broken those numbers down. And again, the whole world does not orbit around a few hundred maximum black men being questionably killed every year, and I'm sad it happens. But when evil, vicious villains like Al Sharpton and George Soros are obsessing on it, you know it's bad. They used grievances in Ukraine a year and a half ago to bring that government down and lead us to the edge of World War III. They use grievances to put the Muslim Brotherhood in charge of areas like Libya and Egypt to commit giant mass murder. They're taking us somewhere worse. What is it people don't understand? If a Nazi collaborator that wants our guns and hates liberty is funding and busing hoodlums in to attack the police, it's being done to destroy the First Amendment and create a diversion for Obama, Joe Biggs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Al Sharpton is planning on being here Friday, I believe, Alex. And a lot of people are already kind of upset over that. A lot of the people that I've talked to are sitting here saying, like, why is this guy going to come out here? All that it ever does is start controversy. All that does is bring out hate in people because no one trusts them. And then behind me, you've got four of the commies from RevCom out here. Those guys, every time we see them, something happens. I mean,
can we go talk to the commies?
Yeah, let's talk to them. Why not?
No, if it gets too hot, we'll skip this network break. We'll play it by ear. Joe's walking over to the commies.
You mind if I talk to you? So, why are you out here today, sir?
Well, I unite with what's going on.
You unite with what's going on? What are you uniting with?
I can't wait. You know, basically, calling for justice.
So, hold on.
So what do we do?
But I'm not really, I don't want to represent the march.
Tell him as an individual what he stands for.
But who are you?
As an individual, what
are
you?
Who are you with?
I'm with InfoWars.
InfoWars?
InfoWars. We're a website, and we do a radio show, a nightly news. We're out of Austin, Texas.
Ask him what should be done.
So what should be done, do you think, to stop a lot of this stuff from happening?
Well, actually, dramatic mass action is what has to be done. To say we will stop police murder of black and brown people, and we're not for walking through the courts and all that. We'll, you know, we got people arrested, and we're going to fight that. We want those car charges dropped from Saturday, 71 to 77 were arrested.
Has anybody been released yet?
Yeah, they've been released, but they got charges, and we're saying no charges. Drop those charges. This is legitimate to say no to police murder. This case of Timothy and Melissa, the guy doesn't even get manslaughter.
So they want to get mass movements in the street. Ask about his organization.
We will kill with impunity and continue to.
So what organization are you with, sir?
I'm with the Stop Mass Incarceration Network.
What is the revolution? What is this? What's
that's the revolutionary RevCom.
What's RevCom?
RevCom is a website of the revolution. RevolutionaryCommunism.com.
Ask him what communism stands for.
What's communism stand for?
Liberation.
Liberation?
Absolutely.
Ask him if he thinks a liberation is about to happen.
That was a liberation.
Do you think a liberation is going to happen?
I think at some point it will, but it's not inevitable. Can't say it's going to just happen.
So you want people to get out in mass numbers and move through the streets? And
does he think this summer could be the beginning of it?
Okay.
Do you think this summer could be the beginning of a mass movement?
It already is.
It already is?
It already is.
Yeah, that's it.
Ferguson started it.
Ferguson started it?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah, George Soros.
You know, when I was in Ferguson, I saw you guys out there.
Oh, yeah.
And you were the ones, I saw a lot of you guys, the ones who were getting kids riled up.
Joe, you know, again, here's what's happening. You've got the mega elite that are tax exempt, like George Soros, funding this because they believe this summer is their time to have mass revolution, and then Obama will use that to come in and take over. This is Cloward and Piven. This is their plan. So separating the problems with police, good Lord, we wrote the book on trying to stop this from happening. This is a classic communist takeover plan, except they won't put the communists in the end. They'll just bring in basically a multinational UN stabilization force and just bring us under corporate fascism, Joe.
It's the same thing with ISIS and Taliban. They go out, they look for these young, impressionable minds, they get them amped up, they spew their rhetoric towards them, they give them a microphone, they give them a position to where they feel like they have power, they have a position to make a difference and have some kind of change. And then they put them in the line of fire and let them die. That's what happened overseas with these guys. You got these RevCom guys who go up to these young, impressionable minds, these young black men. They get them amped up. They start spewing forth their rhetoric. Then they go, hey, man, you're angry. You're angry. Why don't you take this this bullhorn? Why don't you tell the police to go F off? Why don't you go do this and that? You know, and then they hand over that Molotov. Hey, man, come on. This will make a difference. Don't you want the revolution?
And you were out there in the pitch black when this was happening. You said you saw yourself people with Revco buttons, a communist revolution, that they were the ones handing out the Molotovs.
Yeah, I mean, I even went to the police officers and I said, hey, look, these are right here on the ground. We spotted them. Is there anything you guys want to do about it? They didn't do anything. They ignored my, my warning. I showed them where it was, and they just went off about their business. And then what happened? Those exact same Molotovs got used.
Yeah, to burn down black churches and stuff. We're not saying that individual you just showed on camera was part of that, but people with the communist group were involved. That even came out in the news later. Joe, somebody was just talking to you. What was happening with that?
Oh, the guy's a fan of the show. He just wanted to come up and say hello.
Oh, cool. Well, if anybody's a listener and wants to talk or anybody else has a view, that's great. Are the commies still around?
they're on the other side of the street. They're staying over there by themselves. You got anything you'd like to say about what's going on out here today, sir?
Not too much, but I just don't really like what's going on in the country right now. I kind of got a good idea of what's going on, and not really too happy about it. I see they're trying to stir up a lot of racial division and police versus citizen. And
well, it's interesting, right? You know, we've got two workers that are like best friends, Shakari Jackson and Kit Daniels, and they went out and they did a video going out and showing people, because that Starbucks is doing that racial divide thing where they were saying that, you know, we have to race together. So Kit Daniels is going out saying, hey, thanks Starbucks for letting me know that me and my black friend here had racial tension. We didn't know that was there. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're creating this narrative where they want everyone that turns on the TV to think that
it's a full push.
Whites and blacks hate each other, but they don't.
It's a full push.
They don't. I mean, I got a lot of black friends, so, you know, I went to high school with, and, I mean, it's complete bull.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Joe, we're going to go to break.
Keep us distracted, you know.
I'm going to go back to Joe because some of your audio is dropping. Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Cool. Listen, you don't have to go be around the commies if you don't want to, but we're going to go to break in a few minutes. I'd like to come back in that little five-minute segment, and I'd like to have you go over and talk to the commies. I know you're by yourself, and I'm not afraid of that, but I think it's important to go talk to them. Are they still nesting?
No, they've moved on. I got to follow everybody. When I talked to him, they started moving past me, so I'll find them.
Okay, find them. We'll be back in 5 minutes, and we'll once we go live again right at noon, we'll talk to the commies if we can find them, okay?
Yeah, they're not young vampires like the ones in Austin. These are old, frail, and agile. So.
Oh, well, no. Those are the handler types. We're investigating the Austin group. We already know who their handlers are, and we're going to be engaged in legal journalism researching them because I've dealt with these groups before that are tied into the city and city organizations and city-funded groups. And then we investigate how the money's being spent. There he is.
Comment about
he's telling me to go F myself.
That's right.
He's mad because I'm saying that communism is stupid.
Tell him if he likes the Red Terror. Ask him.
Hey, you like the Red Terror?
I mean, communists killed like 200 million people, folks. I mean, they talk about getting rid of the state. It's the ultimate state, and it never withers away. Joe, you don't have to mess with him too much. I'm going to come back to you in a few minutes, okay?
All right, yeah, there's a bunch more that walked up this way. I'll find them.
All right, we'll talk to you in a few minutes. We have another special guest coming on to just get into the whole cornucopia of what's happening in the airline industry in this country and also worldwide. Rodney Stitch is an American author and former Federal Aviation Authority investigator. His work led him to believe there's a major corruption at the heart of aviation business. Gee, think so? He was in Iran when the CIA brought down the destabilization of democratically elected Prime Minister Mossadegh. He went from whistleblower in a life-and-death assignment to corruption fighter in the 60s and was uncovered multiple scandals with his sources. He's the best-selling author of Unfriendly Skies, one of 20 books he's written. He is coming up in the third hour. We're going to cover world news and take calls in the second hour. Briefly, this week's special at InfoWarsLife.com of the amazing nutraceuticals is Secret 12, methylcobalamin, vitamin B12. This is basically the prescription type, highly absorbable. To try to buy this, you know, obviously a similar thing for injection through doctors would be, you know, $50, $60, $100 for half this amount. But this is taken not by injection, but under the tongue. 80% is methylcobalamin. The other is another type of vitamin B12 that the scientists said help it absorb better. You can all read about it at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase funds are operation. You talk about energy. You talk about health. You talk about stamina. You talk about, you know, just half a dropper full under your tongue. 20 minutes later, I get amazing energy, focus, health from it. It's simply incredible. It's a precursor to all the hormones in your body, so you need it to be healthy. Secret 12 is 16% off at InfoWars Life this week only. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones.